Welcome to Love, Hope, and Stories. I'm Jennifer, and I have my friend Misty with me for this series. Hi, Misty.
Hi.
We are starting a new series for Love, Hope, and Stories called Be Strong September, and we're using the hashtag Be Strong September. And I'm really excited. We've been on a break. We just kind of dived in to the whole podcast thing without thinking or planning very far into the future. So once we figure out this was actually going somewhere, I just felt impressed that we needed to take a break and like really get things in order. So some exciting announcements. We have a YouTube channel. Misty, have you checked out the YouTube channel yet?
I have. I think it's fantastic. What a great way to make it available in a different setting.
I didn't know anything about it until Lorraine was like, have you ever thought of doing this? Like at the moment that she texted me and said, hey, have you ever heard of this? I was reading an article about podcast being on YouTube, and I just thought that is just perfect timing. I'm so thankful that she's getting that set up. And then we also have a website, which I've never built a website before. So that was an experience.
Great. I checked it out
today.
Okay. To see all the changes. It looks really good. You did a great job.
Well, thanks. Let me know if there's any typos. There's probably somewhere, you know. So, we worked really hard on that. And then we planned and we recorded some more for the future and got some really great stories, like some amazing stories coming in October and November. I'm super excited about that. But right now we're going to talk about Be Strong for the month of September. This whole idea of strong, it started in 2017. Isabella was getting into her second round of therapy. So she's 3.5 years old and she has been in therapy since she was probably 6 months old. All last year, she was in 8 therapy sessions a week. And I was driving her. I'm just her shuttle bus, you know, driving her to all those places, plus all the doctor's visits, plus all the illnesses that she had in between all of that. I just found myself like in September and October feeling really burned out at being a special needs mom. Like I just needed a break. And there was one particular week in November where we had seen her developmental pediatrician, which is always, it's the doctor where you go and they kind of tell you what her levels are, like what age she's at mentally and what her physical abilities are. And it's just a really emotional to talk about, you know? And so we had that. And then we had her evaluation to get her into school, where we also had to talk about her abilities or lack of. And then on Friday, we got a hospital bed, her wheelchair, and a special car seat. And it was like, it was just so overwhelming. That morning I woke up and thought, man, my stomach is really hurt. Like I just was having a lot of pain in my abdomen. And I thought, I don't know, maybe it's just the stress. Maybe I'm getting an ulcer or something. I don't know. But part of the training for getting that wheelchair, we had to take it out to the car and make sure that I could load it into the vehicle. Well, the thing is 50 pounds, okay? And I bent over to pick it up, and it was just like electricity shot all around the middle section of my body. And I told Vinny, like, I cannot pick this up. This is heavy. And the guys were like, well, I mean, it is kind of heavy. And I felt so weak, and I felt inequipped, and it was emotional, and it was more than just physical. Like, it was just emotionally draining the whole week. Well, by Saturday, we found out that it was my appendix. They were about to burst, and I was rushed into emergency surgery. So it wasn't just that I was a weakling. there was something going on. We were sitting in the ER, and the nurse said, okay, you have appendicitis. You are going to be transported to a bigger hospital where they can do the surgery. You're going to go straight into surgery. Do you have everything taken care of at home? And I like burst into tears immediately and said, you don't understand my life. I have a disabled daughter that's 3 years old. She can't sit up by herself. I have to do everything for her. She said, well, honey, you're not going to be able to pick anything up over 20 pounds, which Isabella's 35 pounds. And it just was like the whole world was collapsing right there, but you can't do anything about it. You know, you're in the situation. You can't, there's nothing I can do except surrender to the process, right? So I spent 3 weeks with my parents taking care of me. And during that experience, Vinny said, you know, babe, I don't know how to say this without being like, I don't want you to think that I'm being ugly, but do you need a trainer? Do we need to like get you physically trained for this? Which was sweet of him to think of that. But I really did feel like I'm burned out and yet I'm getting more piled on me, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, fast forward a couple of months, it's time to start thinking about goals at the first of the year. And I really started asking the Lord for a word. And I remember waking up one morning and these words were just running through my mind. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Like over and over and over. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Like, and I just thought, okay, be strong. Lord, I need to be strong here in this life that you've given me. If Isabella is only ever in a wheelchair, you have to make me strong. Like, I have to get strong for this physically. I have to be strong mentally for this. I cannot be crying all the time. I can't go to every doctor's appointment and keep crying. And that has to be, like, the foundation of that is going to be in Jesus, you know, being in the Word and being in, which I was already doing that, but it just was a reinforcement of being in the Word every day, praying constantly. And so I started this hashtag that says be strong here. And it was a reminder to me that this is where I'm going to show up and be strong in this life. But then also it was a prayer saying, God, I want you to show up strong. You be strong here, you know, because all of my efforts that, I mean, I could put out 110%. I mean, you can't really do that, but people say, like, just give it everything you have. And I recognize that it's still not going to be enough for being a mother to Jackson, being a mother to Isabella, being a wife to Vinny, being a friend to you, being a daughter, you know, like with all the people that pull from our lives every day, we don't have the internal strength to be able to do all of that. And so just praying, God, just show up strong, whatever that means. And that's an open-ended question. And I'm going to give him full permission to do it, you know, like show up however he wants to. And so I was just trying to, as I was getting ready for all of this and thinking about this idea, and I want you to kind of share what your thoughts are. Mm-hmm. The idea of being strong started with me being able to surrender to the fact that I was not strong, you know?
Right.
And so we're going to take the next couple of weeks, the next month, and really concentrate, because I don't think I'm the only one that deals with feeling my inadequacies in this world and in what God's given me to do. I think, you know, every person goes through a period of time where they think, this is too big for me. I don't know what to do. I can't handle this. Whether you're a believer or not, you know, I think we go through seasons of life like that. So I don't know, Misty, what do you think about being strong in surrender?
Yeah, I think that idea makes me think of how opposite the way God operates compared to the way the world operates and our human nature, because the idea of surrendering so that we can be stronger to me seems adverse to a lot of what I feel like I was taught or understood from growing up. So the idea that I have to surrender to become stronger, it makes me think of the scripture, I must decrease so that he can increase.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of the model and the example that Jesus was. It was completely opposite to any realm of earthly authority versus kingdom authority and the way that he operated. And so I think that you're absolutely correct. I think we have to surrender to our will and our thoughts and our assumptions or wants and desires to be able to see past where we're currently at in order to really get to, I think, some of the stages and places that God wants us to get. So I think that's immediately what I think about. And it doesn't sound easy. And sometimes it's not. Most of the time it's not, because we have to get past our human nature. And when we're going to start wrestling with our humanity, I mean, talk about a time when you really need God's strength. That's one of the most important times that we do need that. But in order to see the strength of his power, I have to recognize my human weakness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like 20 minutes before you and I started talking about this, I was scrolling through Instagram and I see this advertisement for like daily encouragements, and it's, you're a woman, you are strong. In my mind, I'm thinking, that's the world's like the world would say that. And yet I'm a woman and I'm very aware of my weaknesses, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, the world's really good about puffing us up, right? Mm-hmm. And because I think a lot of it is, and I think we've talked about this before, like the idea of strength and everything I think the world talks to us about has to do with getting there on your own, what you do for yourself, mm-hmm. do this for you. You know, this is about you. And I think you and I have talked about this. This is not just about me. As a believer, like, I have a mission to help fulfill the gospel that Jesus came here about. And so everything's not just about me. So I think it is really, the world talks about being strong, wanting to present your best self. Like, how many books are, look at all the self-help books we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the health books. And there's great intention. You know, I think a lot of them start out with good intentions, but I think we can get lost in their message. And I think that can be a little dangerous sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts is called Catholic Stuff You Should Know, which I am not Catholic. I've never been Catholic, but it is just such an interesting podcast. I love theology and I love learning how other people interpret theology. And so I have family members who are Catholic. One of my best friends growing up was Catholic. And so anyway, Catholic Stuff You Should Know. And from there, I found another podcast. You know how whenever you're looking through the podcast and then it says, yeah, like others you might be interested in. Well, one is Father Mike Schmidt. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But anyway, he was talking, I guess he was teaching at a college, and he was talking about the concept of us always saying we're fine. You know, if somebody asks you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Your life could be falling apart. But if you see somebody and they say, oh, how have you been? Oh, I've been fine. You know, we don't go into the how we're really doing. He was talking about the unforgivable sin, that passage about, you know, like, and we always in church, I remember being little in church and talking about like the unforgivable sin, not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And you can't, and like, and just being panicked with fear. Like, have I done that?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Me,
I
mean, too.
Like
me
just, too. You know, sweat comes out. Like, how would I know if I've have the unforgivable sin? And basically like the concept that this priest was talking about, he was saying the attitude before the Lord that says, I'm fine.
Mm.
Like,
wow.
Right? Like, how can God forgive something that's not surrendered to him?
Wow.
And just having this attitude of, I know you're there and I know you're big and I know you have more grace than I could ever imagine and you could do all the things I would ever need you to, but I mean, I'm really fine. Like, I don't need to be in a connect group or I'm fine. You know, he just went into this whole thing. And I'll actually link, there's a video of it. I'll link the video in the show notes on our website that you can now go to because we have that. But I just thought, man, that you could take that into so many different ways. Like, how can God heal something that's never been offered to him to heal?
Yeah.
What parts of our life do we just coast by without ever asking the Lord to be a part of? Like, we may ask for the really big things that we can't handle, but what about just the little simple things, like the I'm fine kind of things in our life, you know?
Right. I think you just opened the door for a whole new podcast. But you're right. Yes. That's some heavy, but it's good heavy.
Yeah.
It gets you thinking.
It really makes me think. Mm-hmm. And it really, it goes back, and because we love theology.
Mm-hmm.
I really start weighing it like eternal security, my salvation secure, versus this constant, consistent attitude of surrendering to the Lord. Like, this is what I mean by that. A couple months ago, probably, I had a friend on our couch, and he was that we had known for a long time, and he was kind of catching us up on some things that had happened in his life and in his marriage, and I just remember telling him, like, in the last couple of years, I've experienced that being born again is not a one-time experience for me, you know? And that's what he was like, yes, I get that. Because even though he had been a Christian for a long time, he was experiencing God in new ways. And he was experiencing forgiveness and healing and wholeness in brand new ways that he had never experienced before in his life, even though he had grown up in the church forever, you know? And I remember, it makes me think whenever I was probably, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years old, to be honest. I remember the pastor saying something along the lines of, if you want to know Jesus and if you want him to be in your life, come to the front and let's pray. And I'm like, I sign up for that. Yes, I want the Lord to be in my life. Yes, I want to know him. So I went down to the front and the older lady in the congregation who came to pray with me, she was like, but you've already accepted Jesus in your heart. And I was like, yeah, I have. And she was like, well, you don't need to be down here. Then you're, you know, telling a little 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah.
You know, I understand where she's coming from. But at the same time, like, I'm 41 now and I still want to have that same attitude.
Right.
I still want to have that attitude of, I'm going to tell myself it's okay. I want more of the Lord. I want to know him. I want to serve him. I'm going to put my hand on my heart. And I don't think that we're getting saved every time we say that, like in a traditional Pentecostal theology.
Right.
You know, I don't think we have to do that every single time. But I do think that we need to be in this constant state of surrender just consistently, maybe hourly, you know, just God, I surrender. I surrender to you again.
Right. It makes me think of, lately I have been getting hit. I feel like every day for the last week or week and a half, with similar scriptures that I think would go together, but they really have been challenging me personally. And I think the root of a lot of those have to do with a larger message that the Lord has really been trying to get my attention with. And it has to do with daily surrender. I have to choose to daily surrender, like to daily sacrifice my thoughts, my attitudes, my choices, the things that my reactionary statements. Hello, anyone that knows me knows that I might have issues while I'm driving if people are not driving properly and have a few things to say. But I was recently challenged because I heard a message concerning the idea of eternity and the choices that I'm making every second of every day and how that does impact eternity. I know we don't believe in a theology of faith by works. Like, faith has to do with our belief in who Jesus Christ is and the death he died on the cross, and that belief in him and what he did is what grants us relationship and reconciliation to our Father and gives us an eternity with him. So I'm not talking about faith by works, but what I am talking about are the daily choices, the work that I'm doing for him every day and what that looks like. And that work is impacted by my heart, my intentions, my attitude, and my actions. And so I really told the Lord, like, I don't know when. Because I feel like the older that I get, somehow I got a little blinded to how much harder it gets to make those sacrifices and do that surrender every day. I don't think I recognize how set in my ways I am or set in my thinking I am. Because I've always prided myself on being someone who's very open-minded, and I'm around younger people all of the time. And so I feel like my mind is and my thoughts are processes are challenged. But every day I realize how much more rigid I am. And that has come to play, I think, in the level of complacency, which is a very scary word for me to say, as a Christian, because that's the one thing we have to fight against. But it makes me think about that message. And the only way I can combat some of those things or to better, you know, prepare myself and make healthier decisions concerning eternity for myself and for others is to daily. And like what you said, if it has to be, you know, moment by moment, making that surrender and making that sacrifice.
Yeah. And surrender means so many different things, right? Depending on who you are and what is happening in your life. For some people, it's surrendering pornography. For some people, it's surrendering pride, you know? For some people, it's surrendering biases or racism. Some people, it's surrendering laziness. You know, like, I got to get up and go. And I don't want to. Like, there's so many different ways in which we can surrender, because it all comes down to, it's your life, Jesus, living through me. I want you to live through me and not just me live with you in my pocket.
Right.
Pull you out when I need you, you know?
Yeah, well, because when we think about what the word surrender really means, like just at its basic definition, it's giving up power. Like I'm yielding the power to someone else's control. And for us as believers, it's surrendering to God. And just like what you were talking about from what you took away from that message from the priest is like us saying, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And not submitting that to God is ultimately saying, I got it, God, I don't need you today.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't need you. So I'm going to operate in my power and in my authority and not yours.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. That's not going to be successful. There's no hope in that. Like, I cannot have hope in myself because I know myself, right? I know my limitations. And there's just not a lot of hope for the world if Jennifer has it all.
Yeah, God help everybody if we're relying on this because that's not going to work.
I'm also thinking, like, in surrender, that's where we take the belief that we have in God, and it actually moves it into action of trusting him. Mm-hmm. Like, I can say all day long, God can handle this. I know God can handle it. I know he's got it. I know he's got a plan, and I'm just going to try to walk in it. But it's in that moment when, like, you're on your knees and your hands are in the air and you're like, okay, I give up. I don't know what to do next. Jesus, will you come and be whatever needs to be? That's when my heart is really surrendered, and that's when peace rushes in and I can actually trust him in a different way, like in a more active way.
Mm-hmm.
So going into being strong September, I think for me, it's a conscious effort to do my part, show up, but also show up strong in surrender. And then I will see God build my spirit and make me strong there. And I will see him help change my thoughts and my attitudes. And I will, like, I can give physical disciplines to him and be strong so that we can last for being strong in the world.
Romans 12:1 says, like, I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And then he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I think I was thinking about, to me, the word surrender means sacrifice. And I think that's why this scripture has been getting at me a lot lately. What does me presenting my body as a living sacrifice? Wholly surrendered is the way I would say it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, this be strong, this journey is about how do I submit my physical body to make it healthier so that I can live out the life on this earth longer to continue whatever mission or whatever plan or purpose he has for my life.
Yeah.
And that means I have to discipline my body the way that Paul talked about in scripture. And I have to discipline my mind because Misty can try to discipline her body all day long. And Jesus knows we all and all my people know that I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I can discipline my body really well for a certain length of time. And then I'm burned out. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reach that level of burnout, it's because Misty's been working in Misty's effort and Misty's strength. And what we're talking about here, what you're getting at, is it's not in our might, not in our strength, but by his spirit, I think, in us, that's going to give us the strength we need to live different than the rest of this world, to not be like this world, but also his spirit gives us the ability to surrender.
Yeah,
because our humanity is going to walk the other direction every time, hands down. If you want to ask me to give up my pride, if you want to ask me to give up my choices, if you want to ask me to give up my future and what I hope for myself, my humanity is going to walk away quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go the road of comfort, right? We just want to be comfortable.
Yes. And I think for me, like entering into this season is like I have to fully surrender my mind to him so that it can be renewed by his word, which feeds us, which is what I'm going to hold to for September, because mm-hmm. I know I'm going to be feeding my body well with good choices, yeah. but also like feeding my spirit by his word that will sustain us and that will bring that strength to us. All we think about is what I can't have or what we can't do or what that means when we surrender.
Yeah.
Well, if I give that up, then I don't have this. And that's the theology for me that he has to correct, like Misty's personal theology. It's not about what you can't have or where you can't go or what you can't do in life. And it, of course, Misty's going to take us back to Genesis. It's not about the one fruit on the tree
yes.
that you can't eat. It's about the plethora, like the whole majestic creation that he gave them to take pleasure in.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the enemy would help us to focus on the one thing we can't have.
Right.
Comes back to surrender.
I know a lot of times for me, I will think, get my spirit strong, like get in the word and pray and like really surrender my heart to the Lord. And then my emotions and my attitudes, like that needs to be strong. I need to be surrendered to the Lord in that. But then the part about my body, like what I eat or exercise or like, I don't have time for those things. You know, like life is just so busy and I'm just running and I'm taking care of the kids and I'm doing this. And the world will say like self-care, you know,
right.
like take care of yourself. But really, I feel like there's a biblical part of that too, because we're all one person. Like Jennifer is a spirit. She is a soul and a mind, and she is a body. And I have to think holistically where this person is going in life. And if I'm going to be successful in ministry, in my marriage, my motherhood, with this podcast, with whatever God out, you know, has going on in the future for us, like if I'm going to be successful there, then I have to be strong in all areas of my life, which includes my physical body. So that's why for the month of September, we are going to read together. You and I have agreed to read Philippians and Colossians together, because those two books, Paul talks so much about, he talks about physical stuff, but he also talks about identity, knowing who we are and how it affects our physical bodies and the people around us. And then we're also, you and I have decided to do a Whole 30, which this will be my second time. This is your first, right?
Yeah.
One reason why I'm so attracted to this program is because it is very simple, but it's very disciplined, and it just cuts at every part of my life. It doesn't just cut at my sugar cravings. It cuts at my thought life. It cuts at my emotions. It cuts at every part of who I am. And I think the Lord, when that's surrendered, the Lord can really open up lots of areas of our life when we're being disciplined in one, you know? So you've agreed to do this with me. I'm super excited. Having some accountability and having good community of support is really important. But we also want our listeners to be involved, right?
Yes.
So there's a Facebook group called hashtag Be Strong September. Love, Hope, and Stories podcast. I think that name is attached to it also. You can find that. Misty and I are going to be on social media talking every day about stuff. So hopefully this month we can stir up some of that conversation. And, you know, not every person's going to do a Whole 30 listening. Not every person's going to do an exercise plan. And not every person needs to concentrate on being strong in their body. Some people are very disciplined and have that under control. They need to think about their thought life or, you know, their work ethic or some other part of their life that needs to be built up and be strong. And so let us know what that is. Go to our social media sites, go to the website, leave a message, and let us know what area of your life you are going to focus on being strong in. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the outcome and the community involvement aspect too. I think that's great. I would actually love to pray for us and our listeners, if that's okay.
Absolutely. That's a great way to end this show. Go yes. for it, Misty.
So God, I just thank you so much that you have given us the gift of your son, that you modeled the act of surrender for us so graciously and so extravagantly. And so as we continue to daily accept your grace that is extended because of that level of surrender and sacrifice, we continue to be grateful to you for the opportunity that we have to be here on this earth physically. And so as we get ready to embark on the journey of surrender, to recognize the strength in your power and in your will, I just pray that you would grant us serenity and courage, that you would gift our listeners with peace that they may not have received for quite some time, that you would gift them with boldness, that you would gift them and quicken passions within them to embark on a journey with you, whether that has to do with being strong or surrendering. But if they have not given their life to you wholly and accepted your leadership and guidance, I pray that's the decision that they would make, and know that we are here and that we believe in them and we believe in you and your ability to grant us the things that we need. And so I thank you for every listener that has been a part of this podcast with us. I thank you for the message of Love, Hope, and Stories. I thank you for gifting Jennifer with her abilities to teach and to inspire and to lead. And so I just pray that you would help us to surrender to you, that you would open our hearts and our minds and our ears and our spirits, and that you would enable us to surrender to you. So we just thank you for what we know that you are going to do, and we wait expectantly to see all that you're going to accomplish in us and through us. We just pray all that in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. For all of the details, links, and downloadable plans for this series, please visit our website at lovehopeandstories.com and click the tab Be Strong September in the menu bar, or click today's title to view this episode's show notes. Subscribe to Love, Hope, and Stories anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join us on Facebook and Instagram to keep the discussion going. I hope you are feeling encouraged to be strong this September. Bye, friends.